Sorry about that, Brady. I feel like I went on a bit of a unstructured rant there at the end.
Nah, that's all right. You know, it's not the newest or most original complaint, but it is a genuine one.
Mm.
You know there's an election going on.
No, I did not know there's an election going on.
You don't know there's a UK election?
No.
Well, bloody hell.
When? About what?
A general election.
Oh. Well, you know what? I think I told you last time to tell me when there is one.
Oh.
So this is you fulfilling that promise.
So yeah, the Brexit was supposed to happen on October 31.
Right.
Surprise, surprise, it didn't.
Right.
And there was another impasse.
Okay.
So Boris Johnson's called an election.
Oh.
So country's going to the polls December 13 or it's 12.
Oh wow, look at that.
12th. Yeah,
there's 12th of December. There's a general election. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so this was just called recently though. All right.
Yeah, a week or two ago.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's plenty of time then. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually genuinely surprised. Well, you know what? I just realized now because I've been inside, so like I don't even see the like newspaper headlines or anything. Just getting like food sent to my house and stuff. So I'm realizing like I think this wouldn't have passed me by if I was even just like running errands more than otherwise. But
yeah.
Oh, thank you for letting me know.
Hmm.
Huh. Wow. Like an actual general election. Okay. Yeah.
See what happens. Huh. See if they need to, you know, get the plunger in the toilet to unblock the pipes and see if they can get something through. So, because the numbers are just too tight in the parliament at the moment.
Okay. So, I mean, there's no way that this isn't just a referendum on Brexit then, right?
It is a referendum on Brexit. Yeah. Of course it is. Yeah.
Okay.
But the question is, will it result in new numbers in the parliament that can get something?
Right.
But get a deal through.
Okay. But so are the parties officially taking pro and anti-Brexit stances then?
Well, kind of. The Liberal Democrats, you know, who are the third party,
okay,
are very Remain in Europe. They're like the total Remain things.
Right.
The Conservatives are Leave.
Okay.
With a deal. But there are Conservatives who are opposed to leaving. But a lot of them have been kind of excised from the party over the last few months. So a lot of them aren't standing again and have been kicked out of the party.
So you're saying Conservatives who are for leaving... who are for staying at all have been ejected, mostly.
Well, yeah, they've been constructively dismissed most of the time, I would say.
Okay. Delightful phrasing there, constructively dismissed.
So the Conservatives ostensibly are Leave with a deal.
Okay.
Then the Brexit Party is Leave with no deal, really.
Right.
Or, you know, Leave hard. They're like the hardcore leavers.
Right.
And the Labour Party are wishy-washy, but their official position seems to be, although the Labour Party is so poorly led and so disparate that what the leader says is their official position doesn't necessarily bear any resemblance to reality. But
okay.
What they would say their position is if they got power, they would negotiate a new deal with Europe, and then they would have another referendum for the people to decide whether they like the new deal or want to stay in Europe. So it's like
they're kind of sitting on the fence, but saying
their position is hard to explain, which is the great sin of politics and elections. So
I would say that does not bode well for them. Even just your description is. That's what I was curious about. Okay.
The big question is how will the votes get, you know, will the Tory, the Conservative vote get decimated by the Brexit Party? They're leading in the polls, the Conservatives, but will the Brexit Party steal a lot of votes from them? Will the Lib Dems steal a lot of votes from Labour? Like, you know, will some of the parties are doing a bit of tactical voting and not putting candidates in certain seats so that the vote doesn't get split, but will enough of those deals work and things like that? So
right. Okay. It seems like from a game theoretic perspective, the Brexit Party shouldn't run at all, right? Like if it seems like,
yeah, but they don't like the way the Tories are handling Brexit. That's the problem.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, the game theory of it is the Brexit Party. Based on nothing, right? But I don't imagine that they are going to be winning a majority.
No, they won't get a majority. But if they got a lot, of seats, right? They could then say to the Conservatives, "We'll do a coalition with you and give you supply and let you run the parliament, but you have to harden up your Brexit stance." So the their game could be let's pinch enough seats that the Tories need us to have power, and then we'll get the Brexit we want from the Tories. That's dangerous. The danger of that is they take too many votes from the Tories and Labour or the Lib Dems steal some of those seats.
Right, because if someone is considering voting for the Brexit Party, they are statistically likely to be voting for the Conservative Party if the Brexit Party did not exist.
That's not as true as you'd think.
Okay, interesting.
I think there are a lot of people who may be Labour voters who are very pro-Brexit and are like, I'm voting Brexit Party for now just to get this Brexit thing done because Labour have lost the plot. Also, the real cynic in me thinks that the guy who runs the Brexit Party, Nigel Farage, quite likes being relevant. And I think he would love this Brexit thing to drag on for decades.
Yeah, you know? he was the one who resigned immediately after the initial referendum, I think. He was like, oh, everything went according to plan and I'm just going to step down for a while.
I think he's a bit dodgy. I just think he likes being in the limelight, and I think he's more happy fighting elections and being a crusader than at things actually happening.
He's the kind of guy who would throw a gender reveal party for his kid. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he did have a famous plane crash, Nigel Farage, when he was running for parliament. He was in a light plane with a pilot that was having a banner pulled behind it, and it had a really bad crash, and he very nearly died. And there are amazing photos of him being pulled from the wreckage, covered in blood in his politician suit. Like, he so nearly died. And this was well before Brexit and, Brexit polls and that. And I often look at those pictures and think, that's one of those turning points in history.
Mm-hmm.
If Nigel Farage hadn't survived that plane crash, which is incredibly lucky he did, would Brexit have happened?
Yeah, I don't know enough about him to answer that question, but yeah, for sure. Like, the life and death of politicians can really have a big impact on this.
Yeah.
But okay, so you're saying that because you're up on the polls, that the Brexit Party is not as guaranteed of a vote funneler from the Conservatives if they run as I would have first guessed.
Not as much as you would have first guessed, but I don't think you're a million miles off the mark either. I'm just looking at some recent poll numbers, and it's got Conservatives 39%, Audrey, Labour 27%, Lib Dems 16%. Brexit Party 9%, Greens 3%, others 5%.
Yeah. I mean, I guess this again comes back to my thoughts about first past the post voting and the districts or the constituencies in the UK, which have much better boundaries than US districts do. But it's still is a real uphill challenge for any of the non-two major parties. You know, like the Lib Dems have some ground, but I also, again, this is where I'm not very clear about it, but my intuition or my guess would also be that if the Lib Dems have a clear remain in Europe stance, that they are much more likely to be pulling votes from Labour. Like, that seems like that has to be the case.
Yes.
And so... That's why I'm saying, the Brexit Party feels like the game theoretic move is don't run. Gives you the higher probability of getting something like what you want, because it leaves Labour with a bigger problem that they have more of a vote split.
But you're basing that on the assumption that the Brexit Party is happy with the sort of Brexit that the Conservatives would deliver, and a lot of people in the Brexit Party think the Conservatives are doing the wrong thing,
right?
And
aren't
delivering Brexit. So, it's only the right game theory move if you're happy with the Conservatives to deliver the Brexit you want.
Yeah,
and they think the Conservatives won't do that. They think the Conservatives are as evil as Labour.
Right.
A lot of people in Labour want Brexit. Like, a lot of people think Jeremy Corbyn is pro-Brexit.
Hmm.
So,
Okay. You know? Yeah. I guess my feeling there was like the Conservatives are more likely to deliver some kind of Brexit.
Yes. And that's true.
The gambling move here is you're going entirely for the thing that you want and you might lose everything that you want. I haven't followed this. I don't understand then. Wait, so you're saying that people think that the current Labour leader is pro-Brexit?
He's not a great sympathizer with Europe.
Okay.
But he's kind of been railroaded into being a little bit Remain-y because the majority of Labour voters are Remainers.
God, what a mess. Oh my God.
It is so messy and it's so complicated.
A mess.
And like, the party leaders are so terrible. Like, it's like, I have no idea who to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea who to vote for because I think everyone's so terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'm going to vote myself.
God. You know, from your description of this, it's such a mess because what we want after, what is it now? 1,000 years of Brexit stasis. What you want is an opportunity for clarity. And so, ideally, you would want the two major parties to represent the opposite ends of the spectrum on this decision. But
yeah,
your description is terrible. And it's immediately running into all the spoiler vote problems. I'm already wondering if I'll have to update that video about like the most unrepresentative election in UK history was the two elections ago.
The problem is the referendum. The problem with the referendum is, right, in some ways it was beautifully simple. It was so binary, stay in or stay out.
Right.
And you think that was like, that's a good thing to do. You know, that's the fundamental choice we had to make.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that isn't how Brexit works. You can't, there is no Brexit like that. Like there are a billion different decisions and choices and nuances that have to be made to enter such a complicated arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's not clear what the people want. Like everyone says the people made a decision and voted on, you know, referendum day. Mm-hmm. And they did, you know, 52% or whatever voted to leave. But if you then talk to those leavers how they wanted to leave, even they aren't exactly clear on how they wanted to leave. So it's just, we don't, you know, the people have spoken, we just don't know what they've said yet.
Yeah.
That's just like, that's really true.
Like there's just no clarity here. And I think about that video I made where I was like trying to do the Brexit bookie stuff about like, oh, let me guess about what might happen in the future. And I put one of the odds as nothing happens, you know, and I have some line like, oh, cause the human ability to procrastinate on paperwork is very large, right? And so we could just like, this becomes a fact about, oh, UK has been like leaving the European Union for 100 years. But when I wrote that, the thing that was in my head was something more like, I could see this scenario playing out where everyone kind of agrees to pretend like it didn't happen, right? And it's just a bit like,
yeah,
right? What I could not have foreseen is that this will be the central dominating issue of politics for years. And absolutely everything else will grind to a halt. And this will be the only point of discussion and nothing will be resolved.
Like, I'll tell you what's going to happen, Gray.
Okay, tell me what's going to happen.
The Conservatives will win a majority in December.
Okay.
Mainly because Labour is such a poor opposition. It's such a poor option.
Mm.
If there had been a stronger Labour Party with a better leader, I think it would have been like, you know, a real battle down to the wire, which is probably bad for the numbers in Parliament. But because Labour's so poor and so disorganised, I think the Conservatives will win enough of a majority that enough MPs will feel like, okay, I have to vote for Brexit now. That's like a second mandate. I can't be a holdout anymore. And they'll just have enough numbers to get an average deal through Parliament and Brexit will happen in the first half of next year. And we will move on to some degree. The problem is, but most people don't realize is the Brexit deal is really just to start the deal, and then there'll be 2 years of negotiation as to what the actual Brexit deal is. So this is all going to happen again later, but with no safety valve, you know, with no escape. Like, we've jumped off the cliff, so we're going to spend the next 2 years negotiating if how the parachute's going to work, but we've already jumped out of the plane. So it will dominate for 2 more years, but with a finish line. But I think the Brexit will actually happen. We will jump out of the plane early next year.
When you say, okay, I mean, a few things. When you say jump out of the plane, I don't quite understand, like, what do you mean by this? Like,
basically, the deal that they're negotiating, uh-huh. the Brexit deal that's being negotiated, is for the UK to withdraw. And once we've withdrawn, once we're out, that's when the negotiation actually really starts about, like, the fine tuning of what rules we have and tariffs we'll have and trade deals and things like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, none of that's been agreed. So there's actually going to be a huge agreement to be signed between the UK and Europe at the end of some period. I think it's 2 years or something. I can't even remember myself now. But
okay.
But that negotiation can't start until Brexit happens, until we actually say we're out.
Okay.
So it's a bit like jumping out of the plane and then saying, all right, let's talk parachutes.
Right. Okay. So you're saying that it's the UK has exited and we are now just negotiating with the European Union like any other nation would. It's just that we have a suspension of 2 years and then it's over.
There's like a limbo period where we're kind of half in, where we've jumped out of the plane, but we're technically still Europe because we haven't hit the ground yet. But at the moment, like, there is the get out clause. We haven't jumped out of the plane yet because we can still stay in Europe.
Right. Yeah.
But once the Brexit happens and we're definitely out. Okay. So what I'm saying is, it will dominate the landscape for another 2 years because there's going to be a million news stories about, okay, now what's our deal with cows? What's happening with sheep?
Yes.
What's happening with cheese? What's happening with... So there's going to be a billion stories and controversies.
But Dover,
still,
Brady, have you heard about Dover?
So you're right. It's going to dominate for 2 years. But I think the fundamental question will be resolved at the start of next year with a Tory majority. That's what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
Because Boris is showing himself to be have a little bit of the Teflon Trump about him. Like, all the scandals and the bad stuff that would hurt a lot of politicians don't seem to hurt him. So I think he'll get through the election campaign. Because stuff that's come out would have killed most previous prime ministers, and he's just like, he's blundering through.
Okay. So then... You think in 3 years this is all over and the UK is just out. That's your prediction.
Yeah.
Interesting. And it's primarily because you think that Labour is just a poor opposition to the Conservative Party.
I do think they're a poor opposition, yeah.
I don't like
any parties, by the way. I'm not a member of any party, and I'm a true swinging voter. If anyone thinks I have any particular leanings, I don't really think I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at the moment, I think everyone's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just a cynic.
No, like, and I've never gotten the impression that you're in the tank for anybody. So that's also why, like, you're an interesting person to inform me about the situation.
I do think we should have stayed in Europe, and I still think we should stay in Europe, but I don't think that's tenable.
Mm. Yeah, it's... Yeah. God. Man, I just... Like, I'm looking at this election map of the UK, I cannot believe that this is still a thing that's up for debate and up for discussion. And it's like, clarity is so important, and this is such a muddle. I don't know. I'll be curious to see what happens. Actually, before I forget, I should put it on my calendar. So let's see, when is this? So I don't forget. Yeah. December 12th. Let me put it on there. Changes. UK general election day.
Yeah.
So
you got December 14 in there. You're supposed to be coming to some party at our house.
I don't don't have that on my... Oh, no, it is. There it is. It is on... The Christmas party is on my calendar as well, Brady.
Nice.
I was just looking at my all-day events.
We can dissect the election then if you come.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Then you can tell me everything that happened.
It'll be fresh cut. It'll be fresh in everyone's heads.
I look forward to it. I look forward to the post-game. So I'll find out about everything then.